So screeching tyres, revving engines and roads being used as a racetrack. That's how people living in part of the Aughtons in Peterborough have described life. And they now fear a tragedy could be just around the corner. In a moment, we'll hear from Cambridgeshire Police, who issued a dispersal order on Saturday night to move on anyone caught driving antisocially. First, our reporter Shereka Ahmed's been to meet local councillor Julie Howell to hear about how boy racers are making people's lives a misery.
We're in Stapledon Road at the moment in the Aughton Southgate Industrial Estate. During the day, this is quite a quiet place. Even though it's an industrial estate, it's still quite quiet just now. But at night, it just turns into a racetrack. There can be hundreds of people here causing untold damage, making a hell of a lot of noise and causing a lot of distress to residents literally for miles around, which is just, that's a terrible, terrible tragedy waiting to happen, and innocent people come to harm.
The skid marks of the tyres that we saw on the roundabouts, it's kind of giving me a little picture of what the scene might be in the evening. But should we go speak to some residents?
We're now going to go and talk to somebody.
What actually happens is there's large groups of youngsters with modified cars, which the police know go to Royce Road near Fengate every Friday and Saturday night. As the numbers increase and the horseplay and whatever, they then decide, oh, let's go to Southgate, to the drifting spot. And it's apparently well known that that's the area to go and do some drifting and mess around. And it is generally people under the age of 35, variety of cars, and it isn't just one or two. I say there can be 500 cars parked up. Okay, there may be only 10, 15 cars actually doing the drifting.
Really? 500 cars?
Yeah, I've got video footage which I showed Julie, and it is, there are hundreds of cars. And it is, if you're out in the evening, coming home late at night, you will be confronted with an awful lot of high performance cars going in all directions, which you've got to try and avoid. So there is that safety aspect getting out of hand.
It's been going on for quite a while now. Obviously it happens quite late at night. It's quite noisy, it's quite worrying when you're trying to get to sleep, trying to get young children to sleep, and all you can hear is the screeching of tyres, revving of engines. It's quite disruptive. In fact, last night it all of a sudden got very, very loud. It was really quite scary with the screeching tyres, and that it sounded like they're actually in my front garden kind of thing. It was that loud. It's sort of, oh. And it woke my little boy up as well. So you do worry, you know, are there going to be accidents? Will people be hurt? And I know there was a recent dispersal order that was put out to prevent it happening. But even with that there, it was still ongoing. It would happen. It would go quiet. Obviously, when the police went, then it would start up again.
It's disgraceful. They're not really taking the action necessary. The drifters are laughing at them. They're on the Policing Peterborough page making comments on this dispersal order in the abatement with it.
People in the Aughton speaking to our reporter Shereka Ahmed about the problem with boy racers in the area. So a dispersal order to try and stop boy racers was put in place on Saturday night by Cambridgeshire Police. And we can speak now to Inspector Dave Taylor from the force. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So tell me, what led up to the dispersal order being put in place?
So it was initially put in place, it was the early hours of Saturday. So I was working myself on Friday evening. I was aware of the calls coming in from local residents. At the time, we were also experiencing a high number of emergency calls, which obviously impacted on our available resources to send to deal with the issue. We did initially go and speak to the group around 9, 10pm. Unfortunately, that continued, and so that was when I put the dispersal order in place in the early hours of Saturday, which by which point the group were dispersing anyway. Although they did then reattend on Saturday evening, as I think some of your speakers have just mentioned then. One of the local sergeants did go and speak to the group, made them aware of the dispersal, and I'm not aware of any further calls that we had after 9pm on Saturday in relation to the issue.
So you say it was pretty effective?
It can be, yeah. And we've obviously got a meet planned for this weekend, which we've seen from social media, so I've already authorised the dispersal powers as well to run from Friday, so I'm hoping that will have the effect as well this weekend.
Now, obviously, residents seem upset with how the police have been dealing with this problem up until now. Would you say they're right to be?
I can understand why they're upset and why they're frustrated. What I would say is that we are looking to deal with the issue. We're aware that it's a problem that comes and goes, and it's not just a problem for Peterborough. It happens all over the country. The majority as well, I think when you speak, has said, the majority of the people that come, they're car enthusiasts. They're not there to cause issues and antisocial behaviour. They're there to show off their cars. You do get the small minority then that want to go off and drive antisocially. They're the people that we're looking at. So going forward, we're looking at trying to work with the council to see if there's any traffic calming measures we can put in place around particularly the Orton Southgate area, which wouldn't also disrupt businesses, and also work with the landowners as well to see if there are car parks that we can close. But the issue being some businesses work all through the night. So it's not a straightforward issue, but we are looking to try and tackle it.
And the new dispersal order, when will that run from and until?
So the power gives us the power to put a dispersal in place, or an inspector to put the power in place for 48 hours. So it's not just a blanket dispersal we can always have in place. The one from this weekend I've got from 5 p.m. on Friday, and that runs until 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Well, thank you very much, Inspector Dave Taylor from Cambridgeshire Police.
Across Cambridge.